بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Okay, so far we had like 12 sessions regarding the Islamic spirituality, or let's say spirituality in Islam, maybe it's exact one to say. And we had some different discussions on the four sections that we had it for the at the beginning of the class, that we said that we're going to have a kind of introduction and then a general discussion on the path of spiritual development, and then we went to the means and the barriers. In this today class, that this is the 13th session, I try to go through some of the most practical means. If you could just review the discussions that we had it and remember it, we tried to touch some of the practical cases in during the discussions that we had. Probably when we had a, for example, discussion about the relation between soul and body, we probably touched some of the titles and topics about the practical cases. But here today and inshallah tomorrow, I prefer to change the way and go a little bit more to the practical one. I had two ways to discuss here. One, to say that okay, these are the titles, and 1, 2, 3, 4, these are the practical cases that we have to continue. It's good for all just our knowledge to say that okay, I have a list of like 20 cases of practical cases that I have to follow it. But I prefer to go through some of the important ones and say have more discussions on the important discussion topics that we may go through that for practice. And this is a kind of focusing on some of the cases. If inshallah we finished with these kind of notions that are more important, so we may go to the others. Because of this, I just choose I've chosen three cases here as 3P, just to memorize it, just to remember it, and inshallah to practice it. I mean that this is a kind of steps. If we go through these three steps that today we discuss it inshallah, so and we finish it, so maybe it's better is at that time we say that okay, I right now finish with these cases that I have it in Islam and Islamic spirituality. I'm relaxed with that, so let's go to the other. You know that in practice we need time. Again, let's go to the external one. That when you want to be, for example, a most powerful person in different sports and exercises that you may prefer it, for example, you're going to be in football, in basketball, in volleyball, whatever. So you need time. You cannot say that, okay, right now I'm 10 years old and from tomorrow I want to be the most powerful person. No, it's not the case. It's not just a decision. Yes, you need a very strong decision just to start it. But at least probably you need like one decade for that, to go through these 10 years. Spirituality also is the same case. You cannot say that okay, because I decided to be a good person, because I decided, for example, to be a real believer, so that's enough. And from this praying that today I have it, this is the very beginning of my decision, so everything is okay. No. Even when we decided, so we need time and practice that inshallah, like for example, like 20 years, 30 years, 40 years for those who practice in different levels and different time. So, three cases of practicing is not little thing to say that, okay, just this is the three. So what about the others? We said some general cases. Remember that I said that when we are talking about the friendship, that in friendship we need following, and when we are going to find the friendship between us and Allah, so the important case is to follow, and following is between wajib and haram, and these are two key solutions that whenever we just do our wajib and we escape haram, so we are so successful. But we need some other cases that we call it here practicing 3P, and the first one is prayer. All we know that, okay, prayer is as a column, and is it in the traditions, in the hadith we had it, that when you just remove this column of the building, so you're gonna destroy the whole building, and the prayer is that. So, and we know the situation of that, the importance of that. But just to remind each other, and we remember, and that is, you remember the word, the notion of dhikr and remembrance. To remind each other to say, okay, amr bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar, to forbid from the bad things. So talking about the prayer is one of the important things to talk about, and this is the first. And because this is the very first question that we're gonna have it in hereafter, according to the tradition, that when we go before the Allah, when we go before Allah, and they're gonna ask about, okay, what did you do in your trip? What did you brought here in hereafter right now? What is the souvenir that you have it? And you say that, okay, this is the list of, for example, and the quality and quantity both of prayer that I had it. So the first question according to hadith is prayer. In the notion of prayer, I don't know if probably just you it come to your mind that, okay, yes, we know that if we don't do prayer, if we forget it, if we just don't consider prayer, it's not good, it's a sin, it's a crime. But just I remind here two kind of verses that we have it in the Quran, and see that what kind of prayer and what is the discussion of the Quran about prayer. One verse that we have it in Quran is this. It is the Suratul Muddathir, is the 74, verse 43. It's a long discussion in this verses that, okay, we have some people who are on the right hand, and they are discussing with each other about those who are guilty and do crime in the world, and the people in the paradise talking with each other about these guilty people that okay, why you are in the hell? And they say that I underline it here, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. They say that we were not among those who did prayer. Okay, this is one point of view. Let me just review the translation. But who will stand on the right hand, Ashabul Yameen, in garden they will ask one another about or concerning the guilty. يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. What have brought you to this burning? Why you are in the hell? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَر. Saqar is one of the name of hell. Okay, and they will answer, we were not of those who prayed. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. This is, okay, almost is clear for us according to our belief that, okay, we know that prayer is the important one, is the column of the building, and we have to consider it. But, and we don't have any problem, in any discussion on that. But, and we have some other verses on the other side, that one of them is this, that probably you remember the whole chapter. At the almost the second part of the chapter, the small chapter here, Ma'un 107 and the verses 4 to 7. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. So woe to those who pray and are heedless of their prayers. You see, this is completely, we are viewing the prayer here from the other side. That, okay, we did prayer, and we have in our list the prayer. And that when we have the kitab, when we have the book in hereafter, and we and the angels and Allah see that, okay, there are prayers every time, every morning, every noon, every afternoon. So, this is not the case that we are discussing about that. Should we pray or no? Say that, yes, we are Muslims, we are believers, we have to do it. It is a main question that we have to discuss, we have to be ready for answering that. But we have to go to the other step that, okay, even there is a woe in the Quran here. فَوَيْلٌ. Sometimes they call that wail is like a well in the hell. That this is a big punishment. It says that it is like that. But anyhow, even if it is not, it is a kind of unsatisfaction from Allah. That Allah says to us that, okay, I don't like it. That's enough. Again, let's go to the friendship here. That it is a bad punishment that we're going to have it. For those who believe, and that for real believers, the bad punishment is that the friend says, I don't want to talk to you. I told you once that even sometimes we say that, okay, even if we don't go to the hell, and they give us a small part in the paradise, that's enough for us. Sometimes, somewhere, I don't know, just at the door, it's enough for us just to go to the paradise. But even if a believer that who believe in God, when he goes or she goes to the paradise, and at that place there is no relation between him or her and Allah, so it is a kind of punishment. When you go to your friend's home, and even they welcome you in the home, but the friend doesn't come to you and talk to you. So it is like, oh, you say that, what happened to him? It's a kind of, you may say, oh, it's impolite. So, we are not going to say that, okay, what is vile here? Is it a bad punishment in the hell or no? But the least one is that Allah doesn't like it. Because of this, he says that, so, woe. To those who pray, but at the same time they are heedless of their prayer. Some of Urafa, that mystics, say that even sometimes we have to ask Allah to forgive us for our prayer. No, we are in a way to talk to Allah that we have to just ask Him to forgive us for this kind of talking to you. Not for our crime, let alone to our crime. That just the prayer that we do it, that here says, according to the Quran, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Sahun is the saf. It means just not to pay attention to that, just disconsidering that. To those who make this play, this is a kind of way of prayer, that we just pray just to show off. Okay, I'm a person that pray. I told you that never we in external life say that I'm a person that I'm talking to my friend. Never we say that. even sometimes we don't remember it, and that we don't even consider that time passing here when I'm talking to my friend. So those who pray, and one of the cases of prayer is that they want to just to show the other people that, okay, people listen or can see that I'm talking to my friend, I'm praying. And وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ means refuse the charity. That's another discussion here. We have almost the same verse like that in long verses here, Surah Al-Ma'arij. They translate Ma'arij to ladders. So in chapter 70, verses 19-35. I'm not going to recite all the verses here on the translation. I choose some part. But from the here, that it says, Ella, that it says that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا, the man is created like impatient. And here says that إِلَّا الْمُسَلِّينَ, but those who pray. What is the condition of this prayer? What is the how it is they pray? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, means those who continuously pray. So it's the kind of praying that, okay, it's not just and that this kind of praying, that is the kind of remembering God, is not for this time and not to have it forget another time, again to repeat it once another. And at the end of this discussion here, that I have some of the translation in the next slide, says that وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, those again is a kind of focusing on prayer and saying that this is the important case that you have it. Those who keep, حفظ means to keep, to observe. They observe the prayer. Let's see the translation, some part of that. Surely man was created fretful, خُلَقَ حَلُوعًا, when evil visits him, impatient. This part also is a nice discussion here, but we have to pass it. When evil visits him, impatient. When good visits him, brooding. Save, this is the kind of people, save those that pray. But those who pray, they don't have this kind of attributions. Who are? Yes. Every people who pray? No. Who are constant as they pray? And at the again in the other verse, and those who observe their prayers. Okay. Again, we go to Quran and Tafsir and exegesis and say that, okay, it is a kind of discussion that we know about that. Okay, how we should pray right now? So because of this, I have some cases that how we should pray. Again, you probably and surely know about that. Just a kind of reminding that when we want to pray, we have to have these kind of discussions. At that time, every time, probably you can consider these cases. Am I in the situation that is the things that I have all conditions right now or no? I have two slides here. The first discussing about the surface and the appearance of prayer, and the second one of the a little bit deeper. The first one is to be on time. I'm asking you just to think about that. That when you have an appointment with your friend, okay, let's be here at 9 o'clock here. Okay, we're going to start the class. So when you started at 9, for example, 15. And today, like half past, yeah. So, what happens to you? Even if your friend doesn't say to you anything, so you feel something that's not good to you, huh? You say that, okay, it's not good. And let's go to when you have a very close and intimate friend that, okay, please be, for example, at 9 there. And when you are like 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, I don't say that is 2-3 hours. You are late, so it's a matter of objection. That Where were you? It's like 9:05. So why this is a kind of emphasis on time about prayer? So, you know, just, okay, at 12 o'clock is the time for noon prayer. So why you did it at 1 o'clock? Is 1 hour late? What is the philosophy of this kind of emphasis? 1 hour is not important. And even we have time till Maghrib, almost Ghurub, sunset. So we have time, but at the same time, the emphasis that the Hadith and the Quran emphasis that, okay, observe it, keep it. And one of the manifestation, one of the criteria that you say that, okay, I kept my prayer is to be on time. Otherwise, just you did your obligation. That, okay, because I have to do it. This is a kind of obligation. I have to do it. Because of this, just I do it. It means that I don't like it. But because I fear of fire there, in hell, so just no choice, I have to. But if you are going to go to the ladders of spirituality and go steps and steps and steps, so you have to show your love here and talking to your friend. And one of these, the appearance of that, is to say that, okay, I'm going to do it on time. We don't have so much time here right now. Cleanness of clothes and place is one of the other cases. With every cloth, everywhere, these are the kind of things that probably is not so important for us, but these are the things that we have to show it to our Lord that, because you like it, because I'm talking to you, so I have to be in. Yes, for Allah, there is no difference. That, okay, is it like by this cloth or the other one? And I'm that. In essence, there is no difference. But when Allah asks it, that, okay, I like you to pray, for example, in clean cloth. So this is a asking from the friend, and we have to answer it again. And mosque is one of the important cases that we have to consider it. Sometimes we have some of the hadith that even for those who are in neighborhood of mosque and they do the prayer at their home, so there is no hope for to be accepted, under this prayer to be accepted for the neighborhood of the mosque. So this is an important situation and place of mosque. And jama'ah, that to do it not by ourselves. And we have a lot of traditions and hadith about the importance of jama'ah and who. And one of the famous one is that whenever we have a jama'ah with 10 people, so nobody can consider and calculate the quality of this prayer here. Nobody can do it except Allah Himself. That He says that if we have the whole trees in the world as the pen and the whole sea and oceans like ink for writing the word of that, they cannot. Like 10 people just to be together for prayer. So these are the things that we have to do it. And the second part is the more important one. That I wrote it here by started by heart presence. I don't want to repeat it again and again. Right now you can you understand it. You know it. That okay. I repeat it here is as a talking to the friend. To be so humble and talk lovely and because you talking to a person who listen to you, and that person. You, all of your existence is at His hand. But again, let's go one more step practically more. And this is the one that probably is the one solution that Hadith itself says that, how really should I pray to be by heart presence? How can I practice it? This one is important one that, okay, you're going to see that pray every time as the last prayer. Whenever you're going to start it, you say that, okay, it's not clear. I don't know. Probably it's going to be the last one. When you are talking to a person and you are going to see him, this is the last one that you're going to never see him again. So what is that? You never want to finish it. Say that, okay, this is the last time that I'm talking to him, to her. So the hadith says that if you want to try to... So let's again review that we are talking about the practical ways. Prayer is the one that is the most important one. And from this prayer, we have to consider some of the cases on the surface and appearance of that, on time, where, when, and by heart presence. And the last one is that whenever we want to pray, do our prayer as the last one. That the notion of that in the some of the hadiths is Salatul Wada'a, means the prayer of saying goodbye. And that the goodbye prayer, say, let's say, like this. We're going to finish it. This is the end. If somebody just tell you that, okay, right now you can have your prayer, God forbidden for all people, but if some cases to have this kind of punishment, that this is a kind of, okay, let's do your prayer and we're going to, for example, kill you. Jose pray. They don't want to finish it because they know that, okay, this is the chance that they have to acquire it and to have it. And if we try to, okay, here I have to emphasize on this point that you need two cases. First, you have to want decision. You have to want if you want development. You cannot say, I'm tired right now. Or I did it yesterday, right now I'm tired. No, let's start it from next Monday is better, for example, because in this week I couldn't do it. So you have to want and you have to practice. I want try. Complete this discussion, we have two cases, two another cases for our prayer. That one is nawafil, that you are familiar with that. We have some parts of our prayer that they are not wajib, but they are mustahab. It is recommended. It's better to do it. Okay, should we do it or no? I told you at that discussion that first of all, we have to think about our wajib and haram. We are not so strong, so leave it. You are tired, just leave it. Don't go through the mustahab. Mustahab is for those who are interested in. If you don't want it, you don't like it, so don't go. Because when you go and just do it, mustahab, for example, let's say you're going to do it all your nawafil in every day, for example, for 1 week, and after that, probably it is a kind of... hateful for you. So don't do it, please. But if you want to complete your prayer, we have hadith that, okay, when I do my prayer, some part of that is not good. Sometimes I don't have the heart presence at that time. So why you don't complete it by doing your nawafil? When you do your nawafil, so it is a kind of completeness for those parts of your wajib prayer that you had it before. And among the nawafil that we have it here is the night prayer. One of the most important one for those who really want. See this verse here? And I'm going to finish by this talking here that وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Please see the last part of that verse. What is that? Maqaman mahmuda. The translation in English. What? Raise you up to a laudable station, if it is a good translation. I prefer to translate it to Mahmud. Here means accepted. Isn't that a thing that is accepted by the person who wants from you, by a friend? And that maybe the best word here is like satisfaction. I'm satisfied with that. If you gonna go to the station, that is a case of satisfaction for Allah, and at that time Allah will satisfy with you, so you have to do this case. And as for the night, keep wiggle a part of it as a work of supererogation for the. It may be that your Lord will raise you up to a laudable station. How we should practice? What is the way of practicing? What is the practical way? We have right now the base. Okay, we have to increase our knowledge. We have to be careful about our soul. And when we have this kind of knowledge, I have enough knowledge for that. I know and understand that whom I'm talking. So let's prayer. Do prayer. It's one of the way. But anyhow, prayer, at the same time that is important, it is our taklif, it is our obligation. Is there any other way just to be sure that I'm going to go to that goal that I'm looking for that? And say that, okay, sleeping is very delicious. Specifically at like 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. And especially for those who are engaged during the day so much that they can just then go to, when they go to bed, so and wake up in the mornings, they cannot understand what happened. But the sleeping is delicious for our body and for ourselves. What about our friend? What about the soul? And what about the development and relaxing of the soul? So you have to exercise. You have to try to have this kind of exercise. It is a little bit hard. But alhamdulillah, there are many, many solutions. Why we don't practice it like right and say that, okay, I'm not so strong to say that, okay, I'm going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and do my prayer there at that time. So why we don't, if we are sure that we cannot do it, why we don't start to do it before sleeping and before going to bed? So there is one way to do our night prayer even before going to sleep. And it is a kind of practice. When I'm doing practice that I'm at this time, I don't like so tiredness from doing like, for example, 2-3 rak'ah of prayer, and I'm just relaxed. So why you don't increase it? Why you don't increase it? So gradually you can say that, okay, this is the way that I'm going to do for development. Please be in medium, I'm there always. Not to go to extremes. To say that, okay, being a good person is very good, so why I don't start it from tomorrow morning? You may start it and you may do everything that you know, but it is for 1 week, for 1 month. And after that, probably even you hate the religion. Say that I don't like it. Because you were not ready for that. It is exactly like external and bodily and that worldly exercise that we have. If we start it so hard, so maybe after 1 week, so we have to go to the hospital. But night prayer as an exercise, one way is just to do it before, and one way is to have it in the that when you wake up for the morning and you do your morning prayer, so why you don't have it again, the night prayer that you didn't have it last night, as a kind of, let's say, I don't know, it's a good word, but as a kind of punishment for yourself, why I didn't do it, for example, last night. So let's have it right now, and I try to have. And after that, when you are relaxed with prayer like that, so why you don't wake up, for example, 5 minutes before morning prayer and just do 2 rak'ah, that's enough. After 1 month, when you are relaxed with this 2 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah, and again, and after that, inshallah, to be and ready for this very first question in hereafter. That we have a hadith here, that I have a translation for that, that we have this kind of talking about prayer, that if prayer is accepted, so other actions will be accepted. And قُبِلَتْ قُبِلَ مَا سِوَاهَا. If the prayer is accepted by Allah, so they don't ask about the others. And if not, even the others will be refused. Okay, my another discussion is, and another P is people, and inshallah we continue for the next session. Any question? Okay, thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.